episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Wonderful Beatle Show, number 30-something or other. Not sure. Could it be 33? Could be 33. This is Rick on June the 17th, 2025. There you go. Fantastic. Got the date right. Long time since I've done a Beatle Show. Thought I'd better do one. Using a different microphone. Hopefully this comes out okay. It's going green as usual, which is fantastic. Now, I've just come back from New Zealand last week. This time last week, I flew back. Exactly this time last week, jumped on the train from the station that's built into the airport. It's the winner is Sydney. Zoomed to Central, jumped on the light rail, all the way to Lilyfield, where my van was sitting, and drove all the way home with my son. Got home at midnight and then worked the next day and then had to go get a pig slip for my van. Take my van to the smash repair, go and pick up a hire car, which is a ute, which only has two seats in it, and it's really bumpy, but it's brand new. Amazing guy. What an amazing guy I am. But I did it all fantastic. And I have to say, Wellington and Whanganui were absolutely fantastic. Highly recommend Wellington to those of you who haven't been there. It's a holiday zone. It's just a really cool place. Really cool. And I'm sliding the door. Of course. It's it's more arty. It's a lot more Melbourne than Sydney and Queensland or whatever. It's more the, like, I can't stand Auckland. Do not like it. Never did. Nothing about the place. Not a single thing I could tell you good about Auckland. One of the biggest spread out cities, I think, in the world, is it? Just because it's so spread out. Could that be right? It's definitely one of the biggest cities in New Zealand spread out wise. Anyway, could it be it might be in the world. I'm not sure, but it goes for a long way. Don't go there. Don't bother with Auckland. Go to Wellington. Whanganui, though, had featured, and I've talked about this on the Rick and Rollo show, but I'll talk about it here in case people don't listen to that show. We just did episode 35, I think, the other night, and I just did episode 35 of Bongversations. That was 34 of Rick and Rollo, 35 of Bongversations. Those shows were going extraordinarily well for Dave J's YouTube. He's getting, 500 odd people regular, and these are people that are listening to it and commentating to these shows. There's a big difference. A lot of people just listen, it goes in one ear out the other, but there's a lot of people commentating. It's got a lot of fans out there on YouTube land, which is fantastic. Happy to be part of it. Anyway, Wellington, fantastic. We drove to Whanganui, or Whanganui, as they've added a H to it, and I think they're going to remove it. Don't ask me why that is. And it's one of the oldest cities in New Zealand, I do believe. And my ancestors on my mother's side all come from there. fabulous place. And it has this water tower. And I talked about this last year, though, but I'm going to repeat myself for the people that would listen to the Rick Be Told show. I can just remember when I was 15 or so, the last time I went there, we all used to go out. I used to the water tower in Whanganui. And you can, I think you can climb up it or you can go underneath it. But now it's got all these fences around it. And it said, do not enter, danger, danger, danger. And guess what they've done? They've rolled huge big black cables up the side of it and then turned it into a smart tower that overlooks the whole of Whanganui. And why would it be dangerous? Why would it be dangerous? Because there's lots of EMFs up there. Although now, while I was there, and this is what I'm getting to, there was a guy walking this little dog. My daughter said, oh, how cute, and, you know, went over to talk to him. It was a little dog with a little tartan jacket on. And I said to him, how did I go straight into it? I said, looks a bit dangerous. Do you think there's EMFs are high here? He goes, no, 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 I've had my meter up here, and it's quite low at the moment. And I thought straight away, this guy is a truther. And 100% he was. He was he's a physiotherapist who was refused to take the shot and lost his job. But he ended up working from home. He's really happy now. He's got his own business out of his home. So COVID had some positives. You've got some people on the Truth Meat site that are probably happier now living in the Gold Coast with a lot better sunsets and sunrises. And then they were in Melbourne. Although I have to say I love Melbourne, but I wasn't there, part of that regime. Now, are they going to do it again? What do I say? They'll give it a go. Because in New Zealand, even though I met a lot of people that were militantly anti it, the people that lost their jobs still can't work in a normal, like my niece, her new husband, is American, and his father's a gynecologist who lost his job and got absolutely pillared of his views. And he now has to fly back to America and work 6 months of the year as a gynecologist because he can't work in New Zealand. Still, so they're not letting go, but I'm not letting go, and a lot of other people are not letting go of what they did to us in those dark days, 2020 to 2023. 2024, really bad. But anyway, I've come back home and was working yesterday, and then I looked up in the skies yesterday, and then I saw this huge, big, low line going straight over the top, and then another one. A lot of them were out to sea, which this is proof, because the only planes allowed to fly over the sea are military. But these aren't military planes. Whatever's doing this is coming from another country, I would say. So there's no evidence of them doing it. Now, the other thing, while I was flying back on Qantas, 10 out of 10 to Qantas, good service, they don't seem to be full of raving homosexual stewards anymore. I think there was one, but the majority of them were females and of all shapes and sizes, completely different airline. Anyway, as I was looking out the window on the way home, so I had a window seat both ways, I could see the lines, some lines in the actual, that weird fine stuff that's blocking, that's completely whited out my sky now. My sky was blue yesterday, the sun was coming through, it was beautiful and hot. These planes turned the entire sky white. Today it's freezing cold, the sun can't get through. But it's not stratospheric injection. This is below where the plane I was in, you could look down and see a layer of clouds above, and then above that was the spray. It had already gone out and spread out. So it's been done at probably out to sea where other planes can't see it, or over coastal areas away from air traffic. But these are going in all directions to block the sky out. All directions. Is this normal? No, it's not. Why would someone and anyone out there deny this? If they're living here, there's no way you could deny it. You just say, oh geez, there's a lot of planes today. But, you know, why weren't they flying yesterday and the day before and the day before that? It's freezing cold, but this same thing happens on a hot summer's day when it's 40 degrees down here. So there's no way this is not normal. And now that we've got a completely white sky, you can hear military planes really low jets or whatever going over the top. So something else is happening over the top. You're listening to Beer Told.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Be told, episode number 30. Is it 33? I'm just going to say that. I better check, actually. Here we go. Live on air. So unprofessional. So unprofessional. Where are we? Where's the Be Told show? There it is. Episode 31. Is that all? How pathetic. It will be 33 if I'd done one a week, but it's 31. Therefore, I was wrong. Never mind. But all I have to catch up to Rick and Rollo and the Bongversations now, to be told. Now, with this, what's going on overhead, I spoke to a guy on Facebook today that lives near Rollo, and he was posted on Facebook, which I would not do anymore. I got absolutely ridiculed by people I knew when I did that 10 years ago. And I won't do it again. I can't be bothered. But he, you know, with a futile gesture, posted what he's getting in Newcastle, just out of, he's in Raymond Terrace, I think. Good bloke too. And I'm not sure he listens to the show, but I used to. And he reckons his daughter's sick, everyone's sick. Now, I know at least three people have had collapsed lungs and pneumonia in the last 2 months, right? So this is a fact. It's going down. And I listened to one of the shows I listened to. Is it that Nephilim Death Squad, which I'm not a big fan of, but one of the guys on there was saying he had it, never got sick, and he got all of a sudden a pneumonia and a collapsed lung 3 years ago at the same time as whatever they were pretending the COVID thing was. I'm suggesting it's being sprayed from the sky and tested in areas. Mold, or that, you know, I've said it before, it's that mycoplasma. Aerosolized mycoplasma laid over the top of your head, and it affects, and anyone that gets it up their lung goes down with what you would call, it is pneumonia. Am I panicking? No, I'm not panicking. Am I walking around with a mask on? No, there's nothing you can do about it. But am I boiling vinegar? Well, I'm actually thinking about that. Could I go out there and start boiling vinegar like Crow and couple of people, that amazing female that Ab interviewed from over the COVID thing, she reckons it works. He says drinking cold beer and it's about 9 degrees outside, 8 degrees. Why not? Why not? So, yeah, now again, I've been on about this for many, many years. And what I did is I observed. This is what you do. You observe these things. I noticed on free-to-air TV that there was a subliminal white lines, particularly on international weather. So on SBS over here, you can watch the news, the Russian news, Polish news, the French news or whatever. They always have them one after the other early in the morning. And I noticed that there were white lines in the background. So as you're watching your talking head, there were white lines in the background all the time. Each different set in different countries had an extremely obvious white line pattern going on. And then I noticed one day, I've said it before, I'll say it again, was sitting in a pub, and the winner is. I was watching the sports for, you know, nothing else better to do. You know, this is what they do. They've stuck fucking TV screens on every wall. So you're trying to have eye contact with whoever you're having a drink with, and you keep having to look up at, they make sure there's a bit of, you know, beach volleyball, Brazilian female beach volleyball, or something or other to get males, heterosexual males' attentions, heterosexual males. And all of a sudden, as this interview, some dummy rugby league commentator was talking, these little white lines kept coming up from it. It was just like a white, artificial white line in the background going around his head. And I pointed to my friend, and I said, I'm repeating myself here. I said, can you see that? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, the white lines. He goes, oh, yeah. And I said, well, why would they do that for? But, you know, they had to get some special effects to have this white line subliminally put it. So they've been using subliminal via, you know, we talked about him before, Jung, the subliminal thing in your head. So every time these TV fuckwits that watch free-to-air TV on a regular basis are watching TV, they're getting white lines just in the background. So it just looks normal. Then they walk around. So honestly, to get away with what they're doing and not get the greenies involved, because, you know, surely back in the day it's pollution of some form. We're not telling us what they're doing. I would say to guests too, there's three different things they're doing. There's one is top dressing the bushland without the aluminium, barium and strontium, which is sparkler mix, and it is made out of the byproduct of coal burning power stations. The other one would be weather manipulation to make it dropping silver oxide or whatever over the top of heavy pregnant with water clouds, talked about this last week, and causing the floods. Now, the floods here, it rained so much that native plants were dying a few years ago. Now, that does not – so when you see a native plant dying because there's too much water in the root system, that's abnormal because they've evolved over, you know, millions of years, I'll say that, you know, officially, to survive in that area. Now, the rain events that we've had are of such a magnitude that it's flooded twice in an area that's never flooded in 125 years. These are old houses in Taree that have never flooded before, twice in 4 years. It's destroyed the agriculture, destroyed people that were wanting to live, you know, have a tree change, or, you know, have a hobby farm or a farm. Now, this is exactly what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum were wanting. They don't want people living in this regional areas. They want them all in the big cities. Now, if something happens, it's not just it's either a coincidence or it's been engineered, and I'm suggesting very simply being engineered. You know, we've got a few people, so that's why I'm not a fakeologist here, and I will, you know, I do occasionally bring it up. He puts up with it. But the other guy who's hiding under a rock after he got the, think about the fifth year in a row that nothing happened on 6/11, and he's had to go, and him and his cult crew on the rafts have had to go climb under a rock because he hasn't been back on again. Yet he keeps going on and on about these, you know, because it's just normal clouds. Now, he needs to come over here so I can, you know, show him the air. And this day it's blue sky, next day it's blue sky, the next day it's blue sky. And then after that, it could be a week or two of just nonstop different things. And particularly now, this is how you spot different ones. There's one that looks like it's coming out of a nozzle that's spinning in the back of the plane, and it's mixing two chemicals together for sure. And it actually has you can tell it's a very fine, lots of circles coming, you know, as like if you're using a water pressure cleaner, which I do regularly, there's a head on it that fires a revolving spray for spraying for different forms of cleaning. That's being fired out of that. The other ones can be short bursts. I've seen the line stop and the plane keep going, turn around and come back and fly back to wherever it came from, you know, without anything coming out of its tail. Google, go and look at YouTube. There's plenty of sites out there. A lot of there's some proper disinformation on this thing on there for sure. But there's something been going on since 98, and particularly in certain countries. And California, we've got an eyewitness over there. I think Purple plays there. There's a few there. Arizona, I think Dave J is 100% on board with this. He's been around different places. We've got witnesses all around the world. Canada, except for fakeologists, he can't see it. But apparently it's you only get like 3 days of blue sky every 2 years, so that's probably why he can't see anything. Alan Watt was certainly on about it, and he lived in Ontario, but out in the country, where he said it was continuously getting sprayed all the time. And I trust him. I completely trust him. Not that he's around anymore. But so then I started noticing films adding these things to it. I think there's a couple of incidences out there. I found the smoking gun with that movie. Said it before, I'll say it again. This is good information, though. the end scene or the stunt scene from The Italian Job, Michael Caine version, with Benny Hill, etc., in 1967. There's a scene where a bus goes over a cliff or just starts hang off, famous stunt. It was very hard to do. The sky on the original is kind of grey, kind of cloudy with some blue in it. The new version is a blue sky with a big, fat white line zooming down the sky. So they've changed movies. And that's why they don't let videos and DVDs are on the way out. They can just have everything changed online, which is going to happen for sure, which is why I recommend you smart people out there go to garage sales and pick up classic movies. If you can find an old video player or a DVD, just get the original DVD, particularly Simpsons episodes, South Park, things like that, because they are going to start culling the hell out of those shows and removing scenes. They're already doing it with, I think, Crocodile Dundee. They've just had to remove the whole scene. And Paul Hogan, he goes, oh, Crocodile Dundee would never grope a woman, you know, because apparently there's a scene he grabs a girl's bum, like the Australian Men and Italian Men, or, you know, famous for. Not so much Australian Men, but apparently he did it in this film. It's been edited out. Now, you're going to see an awful lot more of things getting edited out, plus you're going to start seeing things getting edited into these movies. They'll have chemtrails, white lines all over the place in different films. I think Jaws was added in digitally, the new version. Steven Spielberg's movie that put me off going into the water past my... Certainly nowhere near my chest. Actually, I'm joking. I do go out a bit. But he put me off. That's Steven Spielberg and him and his shark things, be told. Good movie back in the day, but he used this, again, I'll bring this up, psychological music from that film. You know, very clever. Very clever movie. So, anyway, more back onto the chemtrails. White Line Fever. Song by, I think, Motorhead. It's a country and western song, I think, called White Line Fever as well. And that was about the white lines. It's either white cocaine or white lines when you're driving down the road, but they both kind of, or could be speed as well. There's a kind of double entendre about the White Line Fever. But there's now a new White Line Fever, and that's these new white lines, and these things, like, they get. Comes out fine and then just spreads out into a giant cloud mass. And it's still not dissipated. There was a white sky today. The sun was completely blocked. It was fucking freezing where I live. And my freezing is 9 degrees. Not minus 9 degrees, but it's still, that's cold for me. We don't get things like that normally. You know, Australia's there's a ski area and Melbourne gets cold and Canberra is freezing, but where I was, the mid north coast, shouldn't we not be every now and then? Anyway, so the subliminal imagery, so all of a sudden they started adding it onto, there was a Star Wars, I was in the queue with my children when they were about 10-ish. And I was looking at this one of the Star Wars reboots, and there was an X-Wat fighter on the cover of this big poster for it with a contrail coming out, or a trail coming from behind it. Did you ever see that in the original movies? No, you didn't. But you're gonna see it in the original movies because they'll edit them in. It's absolutely – I mean, I guess they'll do it particularly to Top Gun and things like that. For sure. Absolutely for sure. One sec. I'll give you back. And I'm back. Yeah, so anyone that would deny and ridicule you is either a normie, an agent, or mentally ill. There's only one of the three. That's what they are. They're either completely normie that have swallowed their vaccines and that, you know, we'll use the word tinfoil hat and conspiracy theorist at you. I've been getting it for 40 years, and I'm a proud conspiracy theorist. conspiracy theorist, I actually wear it with a badge of pride. No problem whatsoever. Because nearly 80% of what I was reading back in 1982, 83, and listening to those tapes that we used to listen, sit around and listen to with my friends and, you know, smoking cigarettes and drinking cups of tea or beer, whatever night it was, and having these discussions about the coming, you know, things that were going to happen, were going to be more monitored and thing, it was going to get Orwellian, and it happened. It has happened. It is, there's no debating it. You're watching, I mean, now, for instance, I'm driving a car. Look, it's the latest model, Toyota U. And it's got a, it's monitoring me not wearing a safety belt, which I often don't do when I take off. It's just one of those things. It's, I do it out of, not on the freeway, I'd never do that, but I often just, if I'm driving down the road, I won't put one on. You didn't used to have to need to put one on if you're in a ute or a truck. I actually grew up when you didn't have to. It was optional in the 70s, completely optional. This car's also, when you're going through, it tells you it's got a monitor on it that says it's 50 kilometres speeding. It comes off 50 or 110 or whatever it is on the freeway. If you're going over it, it will be reporting you. So the hire car company will be able to see this guy's breaking all the rules. Don't hire him a car again or put his insurance bill up. This whole smart agenda is what Alan Watt said, if to paraphrase him, like when you get smacked in the face, it's smarts. That's what the smart means. It's not the smart of intelligence. It's the smart that you get when you get slapped across the face and you're smart. It's like to serve as well, you know, here to serve, and that's what a bull does to the cows. It serves them in that form of service. So getting serviced by the government as we're cattle is having something forced up a part of your anatomy that you might not be expecting at the same time. Guaranteed. Listened to some fantastic shows last night. I think it was, what's his name, the Alchemical Tech Revolution. Always good. That guy's always on his game. And he had, he's reading this thing. I think it's his latest show. Wayne McCroy's latest show, and he's reading from this thing about Israel and what they're threatening to do, and they're talking about this July, I think, is it July the 4th? Is, you know, they said, you know, whatever the paper was that he's reading, they were saying it's, you know, should be prepared for some kind of biological attack on the 4th of July. You know, now, I'm not going to preempt it and be do a IPS and say, you know, 11-6, 11-6, the Leaning Tower of Seattle is going to blow up and fall over into water, which they have been saying, because it's in, I agree that it's in so much media, but are they just doing this to tie up good thinking minds? I think they could be, because I was very close to putting something just to make myself look clever and saying something big is going to happen on June the 11th. Well, guess what? A plane went down in India. A bit dubious with all the 11s, but, you know, these things happen. The Tower of Seattle's, whatever it's, tower, that thing looks like a UFO with a tractor beam coming out of it. Did that fall down, burn, and land in the swamp? No, nothing happened. So I'm glad I didn't try and make myself out to be a clever conspiracy theorist and say anything, but... I think this is being deliberately done. I think they've got a whole team, 77 Regiment, tying up conspiracy theory sites, and there'd be a whole lot, not a whole lot, be a number on, definitely on fakeologists, definitely on, certainly not on Rick and Rollo's site, be told, or Truth Meets, or is there? I don't think so. You don't hear lots of arguing going on over there. You certainly don't hear on Rick and Rollo, apart from me and Rollo, occasionally. But fakeologist site, it can be just non-stop arguing. And IPS, I can hear. See, I'd stay out of his Discord and everything as well, because there'd be a whole lot over there for sure. Including him, I'm not sure. But, you know, constant arguing. You're listening to Behold 31.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
What a wonderful voice Sarah has. What a wonderful voice. This is Rick on Be Told number 31. Talk off the top of his head. No script. No AI used. Now, I could, if I wanted to, tap out A and say, give me the script for a Rick and a Be Told show. And tap, boom. I could have an hour script. I could just sit there reading from it, you know, using the highlights of things I've for, because I repeat myself non-stop. But you have to do that, I think. You have to do that. So what were we talking about? Well, anyway, back onto the film and media are your enemy, right? For sure. The films aren't there to wake you up, or TV shows and programming. You know, the whole imagery of it, you know, the guy that came up with the TV tube, or is it the computer? I think it was the computer, said he channeled it. He was getting messages from some deity or whatever, and he channeled how to do it. So he's getting messages from the demons of the air that you read about in the Bible that are channeling information for these things. And the TV has been hands down responsible for the dumbing down of the West. See, Iran and places like that aren't big on TVs, I don't think. They spend a lot more time walking around in circles or heading off to Mecca every now and then. But I don't think, I think the Iranians, according to, now someone, I think it was Reznat Jeff, shared a Brendan O'Connell thing. He's been there for sure. He gets around, that guy. Interesting character. But he's saying that the Iranians can't stand Muslims. And I believe that too. I know the guy I know that went over there is Jewish. And he thought, he's an architect. He says, fabulous place, treated like a king because he's a well-known architect. This is about 10 years ago. Iran, they're very light-skinned, very pale-skinned, like the Indian elites in, the Brahmins, the higher Brahmin. They don't look anything like it, but the Americans are told, they've been lied to by Hollywood, that these guys are ragheads roaming around, you know, stupid people. The only stupid people, just if you're in America, just open your eyes and walk out the front door and have a look around, and you'll see an awful lot more ill-educated fuckwits than you will in Iran, guaranteed. A friend of mine that went there, he said that basically the same thing. This is 20-something years ago. He was involved in date importations, the fruit, dried fruit date. And he said that the locals there couldn't stand whoever that was running them. I think Ab's verified that. He's got some Iranians, I think, working the trucking industry where he works. And that's what you've got to speak to. And you've got to go to these countries to actually speak to real people. But then don't just speak to the tourist people. You've got to go out there and find, you know, a butcher, great people to speak to, or a postman, someone that walks around and talks to real people. Not the, you know, like, it's like I've got friends and now when it is Sydney that are fucking stupid because they live in quite a nice suburb. They don't mix with real people. They don't get on public transport ever. And so they don't actually know what's going on. They don't really see what some suburbs are like, you know, which I kind of do because I get on public transport. Not for a while. Actually, no, I was on last week. There you go. And that's another thing I could bring up. When you do travel, you meet a different class of people. These are people that have got off their ass and are moving around a bit, and they're not stuck in their boring, monotonous job, or they're going on a holiday or whatever. But their spirits are lifted. So there's a good vibe in airports, I've found. Not people that are getting rectal cavity surgery. Maybe not them. I saw a hilarious friend of mine just sent it to me, a YouTuber guy. He's made it up, I'd say, but he's walked up and he's demanded two cavity searches. He says, I need one. I just think, I don't trust myself. Could you give me a cavity search? Of course, they say, move along. We don't really want to do He demands a second. He wants a second opinion after the first one, and the guy just pushes them away. Maybe it was a real one. Not sure. Very funny. You use negative. This is what you do. If you know, go up and demand to the government. You say you want 50 vaccinations a day, minimum, and just demand it all the time. And they'll eventually get sick of it and tell you to go away. Maybe not the vaccinations. Actually, they probably will actually probably get away with doing that to you. Now, that's the other thing. There's now an awful lot of flu shot victims out there, and I keep going past chemists, and they've got their sign up, you know, come in, free flu shot. Now, it used to cost you $30. Now it's free. That means there's something no good in it. I think the flu shot possibly is the one that actually is more dangerous than even the COVID shots. That's my opinion. And I remember, and I can't remember, and I have to check this with Frank, because he says deaths are up by 30% in Australia at the moment on 2020's figures. Therefore, a lot of people are dying now. Is it the result of the vaccines? I'm going to say yes. It's mixing in with all the other shit that you're getting pumped into, you, via your water, particularly the water. The water is fucking terrible, particularly where I am. I buy water. I will not, even the filter only takes a certain part of it away. It's a fact. It's really bad for you. Really bad for you. I'll be back in 1 second. Now, I'm here to verify live, standing outside. That spray that they sprayed yesterday and last night has not dissipated. There's no wind whatsoever, and you cannot see a single star in the sky. Now, it was perfect blue sky yesterday until I started spraying. It was meant to be blue skies this week, according to the mainstream, but they've changed that. It's now completely foggy. Like foggy-like up there. So you can't even see, like, the moon, which was a strawberry moon last week, which I do believe meant something to do with harvesting strawberries and not the colour of it. Would that be right? Because it certainly wasn't of any pink colour. But I have seen a pink moon before, or kind of reddish moon, the blood moons, and another one a few years ago. But I'm telling you cannot tell what's going on in the stars above your head right now. Because what they did yesterday, this is not cloud. This is like a fog over the top of your head. And 100% guaranteed. Now, what is it? This guy that I spoke to today reckons his daughter's, all these other people are getting respiratory illnesses. Am I sick? No. I'm always a bit wonky, though, getting on a bit. But been to the gym, as usual, fantastic. Starting to get stronger too, but I can feel arthritis in my elbow now because of the cold. But I still went in there and I bench pressed. What I used to warm up with, basically, back in the day when I got up to 300-pound bench, now I'm warming up with what I ending with what I used to warm up with. Can you believe it? Yes. I just don't think heavyweights are. Bearers, though. He says, hopefully. Very important, though, for those of you, especially the Australians, and maybe not the Perth people can't see this, because I don't bother with Perth, because it's way, way away, tiny population, and no infrastructure to destroy as yet. And a lot of mining there, so they don't want to do it up there. That's why a couple of people I've spoken to over the years said they can't see anything happening over their head. Now, my good friend in New Zealand that I hardly speak to, just because he doesn't pick his phone up, he's a fully qualified astronomer. He's been doing it since he was number nine. And I can verify that. Me and him used to go out, you know, go out late at night, you know, and he'd do his observations. We'd see incredible meteorites and incredible bits and pieces over the years in New Zealand, with the most beautiful clear skies you've ever. New Zealand skies back in the days, like up here when it hasn't been sprayed, full Milky Way normally. You can see the Milky Way. It's clear as anything. Because there's no light pollution here. No light pollution. And that's what destroys it for Europe and a lot of places like that. But he said, I spoke to him briefly a while ago, and I said, are you getting sprayed yet? And he said, yes, we are. Now, this guy has an obsessive thing about airplanes. He used to be able to, with his binoculars, see American military planes going up, going across. You'd see, you know, really, 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 you'd be able to see some kind of like a little tiny dot in the sky. And he knew, you know, he was into the Air Force. His father was in the Air Force too, in the Second World War. This guy has looked at the sky more than you've had blinked. I'll say that more than an average 30-year-old's blinked. This guy's looked up and studied the skies, and he now says New Zealand's now getting it. They didn't do it till after COVID, where they've dumbed enough people down, and people are just too busy staggering around with their scared lifestyles. They've lost their jobs, or they think conspiracy theorists are coming to get them. They aren't wearing masks. It caused a whole lot of fear and unnecessary bullshit. This guy said to me, 100%, it's now happening over there. Now, again, if you've got someone denying this, you've got to switch them off. Switch them off. Or, you know, I mean, just don't try, give them 50% of your time, because they're obviously wasting your time. So there is something serious going on above your heads in certain areas. Now, it's obviously not happening. Say you're in a desert area, why would they bother? But it's definitely happening. I guess it's to do with the seven. We've got the seven seas on the ground. We've got probably that amount of seas up, you know, the one above your heads, which controls the jet stream, which controls huge volumes of water and air, et cetera, being blown around the place, which is where all the weather balloons are, way up there. Maybe they can choose to bomb an area and that's going to float over and do damage somewhere else. I mean, I remember Iran and was it Iran or Syria? The president there complaining, saying that America destroyed their crops. This is 20-something years ago. And guess what? They would do it. The Americans up to no good all the time, their military. There is nothing. Can anyone name me one good thing the American military's done in the last 200 years? Who they've saved? Anybody? They didn't even bother turning up for World War II till, you know, halfway through it. And that's because they got conned into it by the CIA, MI6. They weren't in World War I till the last year. You know, so they've hardly, you know, what you call jump into anything. Vietnam was there. They were running drugs, destroying humankind over there. Korea, maybe that one. Was that a positive? I doubt it. There's nothing they've done, particularly the last 30 years. They've just not done nothing but damage to the Middle East. Guaranteed. I said every hairdresser I've had, barber, is from Iraq, and they all tell me the same story about their now miserable lives for their families that are left over there, and that they're sending all their money there, and they're brown out. Got no power 3 days a week or 4 days a week. Their businesses were terminated. The water's fucked. And this is America and Britain did it. No one else. And France would have come in on this as well, for sure. But, you know, the directed by the British directed it, the Americans do it, and the French, you know, come in and help out with the Australians and a few New Zealanders. But the infrastructure is all being run by the Americans for sure. And they seem to think, why would you be proud of your service if you served in the American military? You should be ashamed of your service. You know, and that's, I'm telling you now, in the next 20 years, they're going to be remembered as the way above the Nazis. Way above the Nazis. They'll be the new Nazis. And you just have to watch the new movies out there and see how much propaganda in the Top Gun movie. It's all blatant propaganda. And I'm so glad I never stuck my hand and, you know, waved allegiance to any flag back in the day. No regrets whatsoever. You know, when you're a kid, you know, you always think it'll be great, you know, uniform and da-da-da-da-da and for the guns firing. Played war non-stop as a kid, watched war movies and whatever, and it's funny how you get to my age now and you go, think, God, you didn't do it. you didn't do it. You can sleep at night, you know. You've got no guilt for being turfing someone off their land, off their ship, off their, you know, something that didn't belong, that you took someone else and forced them off their land. And that's what they did in war. That's what war's all about. And the Australians, Special Forces, have been done royally over here for shooting some innocent, you know, sheep farmers or goat herders in Afghanistan, all pretending to be playing war and being tougher than the other guy. And listen, these guys, I've dealt with some of these people. They will shoot you. They will shoot you. There's that kind of gung-ho mentality in a lot of these Special Forces guys. Guaranteed. And it's trained in them, and they've got, you know, they've used computer games to get people to get to that stage. You know, all these doom and stuff like that, they're all there to brainwash you into becoming a cold-blooded killer eventually. Guaranteed. I'm sorry, I will not argue with that one. Now, what else can I talk about? Hang on, let's mute for a second. And can I talk about? No, I've got to say about the architecture of these, some of these old buildings I know when I was, you know, in Whanganui. Very unusual, and Frank and I have been discussing it over the years because he's in Geelong. The water tower and a few other ones, these different craft of brickwork and shape. There's a there. I've got to say there is a there with a, that something else could have been there beforehand. I'm not sure. It's extremely interesting, though, but you just look at modern architecture, it's just fucking disgusting. And I do agree with the Crow 777 talks about the angles of sorrow. My favourite building, I just remembered this when I was young, was these Greek, I think they're Greek inspired. They're like a square, they've got a flat roof and curves at the front. And I love them, and I still love them. I was telling my daughter when we were over there, I said, look how over the place in New Zealand. They've got a completely flat roof with gutters all around the side. And I guess they're Mediterranean inspired. I'm not sure. There'd be a name for it. But they got round at the front. So they've got, and same in my house I live. My hallway, I've got a big wide hallway. It's got rounded pillars like deco type rounded. There's something about the rounding that's good for you. These pointy angled, ugly fucking glass shit things that they've built everywhere, and they get awards for it. And it's like, I could do that. It's like picking up three different rectangles and stacking them in different angles. And then they're all open plans so that you can be monitored by your Wi-Fi wherever you are, which is why they do this, guaranteed, just quietly. There's no round, you know, like in Iran, for instance. Look at the architecture over there. It's all round and beautiful, incredible architecture in Iran. At the moment, there is. I'm not sure if the Israelis, when you say Israel, just say America, because it's not them doing anything. It's the Israel, the Americans, the British, flying those planes and pretending to be Israelis. I'll guarantee you now. Then the scapegoats will get blamed for it. He is, you know, that, what's his name, Netanyahu, is American. Polish-American, I do believe. You're listening to number 31, Be Told.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Hey, wonderful Joel. What a voice. What a voice that man has. I haven't spoken for a while. I've been away. It's been a bit quiet. Even Fakeologist's site was quiet because Ab had a holiday for a week. I listened to my favourite show, though, is the Lynn Hotel show. I just love that woman. Her angry rants are just fantastic. That's what you need. You need to have someone with a bit of passion and a bit of anger out there. What other shows? Fake Holland shows that I've listened to. He actually interviewed, and it was actually a really good one, with Tim Pseudonym Osman. That one was a real good one that they did. But sometimes those two don't do anything, don't sound good together, but that really sounded good. 10 out of 10. I love, you know, Rizzoli. I thought that's Jim Rizzoli. Fake News Phil. Not bad. What else listen to over there? Frank. I listen to Frank's show. What a wonderful man. So Frank and Ab are born on the same day. They're both Geminis. Gemini males, no problem. Gemini females, so not good, even though my mother was, she's the exception. I've never got on with them. But I've totally starist. I created that word as well, starist. It's not racist, I'm starist. I actually pick people by their star signs, and straight away when they mention something or other, I will just dislike them straight away. I am completely 100% starist. I also created Vitochondriac. I told many people this recently, and some are in press, and some just think I'm completely mad. But it's a good word. I just swallow vitamins left, right, and centre. If I think I need them, I swallow them. I've been doing it since, and my son's a Vitochondriac, my youngest son, who's back home with his girlfriend. Can you believe a year ago I was taking him to school for his exams, and now he's living in Melbourne and he's got a girlfriend and just flew up and they've come to stay in Port Macquarie for a week or so and they're going to Tasmania. I'll talk about Tasmania, actually. It's interesting to talk about. There's something not quite right over there. We're talking now. This is interesting. It's a conspiracy theory. What do I think happened at the Broad Arrow Cafe? Now, I've been into this for a long time, since it first happened. I knew there was something not right about it. Now, I think it was our premier, about 4 or 5 years before, was it 10 years before, when we were trying to ban guns and get, gun laws for Queensland that were the same as New South Wales and the same as Tasmania. Barry Unsworth stormed out of one of his meetings because everyone was just saying, this is never going to happen. Queensland love guns and Tasmania love guns. It's like tech banning guns and tech. Blah, blah, blah. And he stormed out and he said, we'll ban guns. We have a mass murder, a massacre in Tasmania. Another guy said the same thing about 3 years before the story came out. 28 wounded. From one guy, allegedly. Now, what a load of... Even if you believe the official story, that one guy with an IQ of 65 or something or other, with a Belgian FN, very inaccurate military rifle, and basically a copy of an AR. I think it was similar to an AR-15, but it wasn't. A Colt. It was a Colt. Is it an AR-15? I'm not sure. And the first lot, 22 people had a round in the head and the heart, and had done it in 30 seconds. Now, that's the official story. Now, the head of Australian Special Force came out and said no one could do it for maybe 5% of the planet because the guy shot from the hip, according to the witnesses. Now, nobody died, nobody got hurt. I don't go with that. All the time, you know, I look with logic. Now, I've heard, you know, I do with a lot of the American ones, absolutely, particularly now with a bit of foresight and learning, but so many different, this is such a tiny little town, and I guess half them were spooks that were got shot, you know, and they worked for the military. Now, William Randolph, Ramsey, William Ramsey's podcast. They just interviewed another guy the other day, Australian filmmaker. He's just done a thing on it. It's called Wasp. His YouTube's called Wasp Productions or something or other. And it's very interesting. I've listened to so many different theories and, you know, there's a lot of people who actually know someone that got hurt there, including one. That was part of it, apparently, not far from me. But a friend of mine tried to broach it. It was being staged, and he got told to leave the house because, you know, one of them was involved in it. Now, look, the official story and the unofficial story. Obviously, the official story is just an absolute load of bullshit. They have banned any discussion of it for another 70 years. So something bad happened, for sure, but you're just not allowed to discuss it. There's never been an inquiry in it. No one's allowed to... The guy that allegedly did it, and his mother's now coming out and saying he didn't do it. Mm. Fantastic story. Now, I won't even bother with this on a fakeologist, though, but over here, I could talk about whatever I fucking want, and I do, and with no, what's it, I don't care. Now, I suggest one theory, because the people that organise this, somehow they managed to get a giant van out of the blue. A huge big refrigeration autopsy vehicle was just happened to be there that day. It had been ordered 4 weeks before. They would normally never be there. Because if there's that many people getting shot in a little tiny town, you can't freeze them. There's no, but they just happened to have one there that week. How was that? There was also police operations going on, the special forces, the week before. The perpetrator was on the phone. He was convinced he was in a doing a live, what do you call it? He was LARPing. He actually thought that. And there's the transcripts of it, him saying, "Oh, no, I'm Jamie. Jamie," and he was calling himself Jamie instead of his actual name. And he goes, "My friend Rick," not me, definitely not me, I can vouch for that. His friend Rick and his wife were in the police force, had been, you know, coaching. He was saying all this on a... So he thought he was in a play. He thought he was recreating something or other. Next thing you know, he got... They tried to torch the building that he was in, and he managed to get away, and he lived. And he's in jail, and you cannot go in and at all talk to him. It's a fascinating story, though, you know. Like, you know, this, and nobody died. Nobody go, didn't have... I'm telling you, there's so many fucking people that know somebody there that... not like 9/11, where you've... People just know, and they can't name the names. These people have got their and addresses, and you can speak to them if you want to, because they're all over the place. Because there's so many people allegedly affected by it. But I think, I don't know. Obviously, I wasn't there, but the fact that that guy, there was apparently when the shooting started, there was no way it was Martin Bryant. Not at all. And the witness said it didn't even look like him. And one of the witnesses is someone that knew Martin Bryant. This is such a tiny town, this part of Tasmania. And it's like, what's the New Zealand one? There'll be people going, there's no such thing as, what's his name that did the New Zealand one? The one in New Zealand, Tarrant. He's from a town about 3 hours from me, Grafton. Tiny town, right? Everyone knew him then. I asked the lady I've been talking to for the last 15 years on the train. I said, "Did you know Tarrant?" And she said, "Yeah, he bullied my son at school. He's a real nasty little piece of work." So he actually, he's not a person of someone media. These are real people that they use for these operations. Whether anything actually happened, obviously with the New Zealand one, it was all filmed. Was the Tasmanian one? I don't know. I wasn't there. But the fact that all those spooks were there and they were screaming at, going, "Hang on, you've got the right," you know, the guy jumped up when the gunfire started and said, "Not here, it's not meant to be here." And he yelled it out and then he got shot. And he actually was a government operative. So were they tidying up loose ends and getting rid of a whole lot of people they didn't trust in their, was it some kind of like a double cross for the intelligence agencies? I think it could have been. Prove me wrong. Very interesting story. And I'm saying this, just because, you know, particularly these net researchers that do all their sorry, pull the other one. You know, you go out there and meet real people and talk to them face-to-face and say, you know, did this happen? Did that happen? Like I do with anyone that says, I know someone that dropped dead in 9/11, I would say, what were their names? And most people would just straight away say no. Not with not that Tasmanian one. They go, yeah, so-and-so lives over the road there. The guy that did this documentary said his three of the victims, one of them was shot in the throat. Of his friends now, that he's been around and interviewed them and seen the scars, you know, so, you know, that's why I'm not a, never will be. I'll say that again, never will be, because real things do happen. But sharks eat people. People stab people. People shoot people. That happens. It's just, you know, this waste of time argument thing. Sorry. But you got to go out there and do your own research and talk to real people. Do not listen to someone that gets their... They are not worth talking to anymore. Anything can be put online. AI can change everything. And that's why we'll never use it. Proudly never use it. Guess why? Because I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to use it. So I won't use it. Yeah, I will Google an answer. But, you know, that's just like looking up a dictionary. And I'll make my mind up whether it's true or not. Anyway, I'm moving on. On the plane back, I watched the Led Zeppelin documentary. Now, I was sick of Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin have been around too long in my mind. But after watching this documentary, it is fantastic. And it's only part one. It had to be three more. Highly recommend it. Why it was so good is it actually features the footage of the bands that influenced them, like Lonnie Donegan. Really great footage of old 50s and 60s musicians. Absolutely enjoyed it. Me too. Smoking still. What a nasty habit. Only at night time. Yeah, no, highly recommend that movie. And what else did I talked about it on one of the shows with Rollo. I think I watched, and to be honest, I enjoyed the new, not Iron Man, Captain America. Not bad, you know, if they've replaced and changed. And he's, look, another Will Smith clone who's unlikable. I don't know Smith much. I actually did buy the other day the actual hard copy of Enemy of the State, which is a terrific movie, and it does star Will Smith, including it has a 9/11 thing in there. Gene Hackman's birthday was 9/11 or something like that, just the same as The Matrix. Keanu Reeves' birthday was 9/11 and that thing, you know. There's so many of those out there, told. And this is what you use to wake people up and say, how did that, 9/11, why is this 9/11? Was there 9/11 people shot in Tasmania? No. Was any 9/11s used whatsoever? No. I did look at, like, there's the one before that, they tried a big one in Sydney. The winner is the Strathfield shooting, and I knew cops that were involved with that because I was living there then. One of the victims is also my ex-girlfriend in her class. So that's a very small area where they were from. You know, did she get put into a Epstein Island getaway? No. I think it's a lunatic fired off how many shit rounds, whatever. But guess what time? It was 3:33 or 3:30 that he started. So is that saying the whole thing was fake? I don't know. But these were the early days prototypes of what came to ban all semi-automatic weapons in Australia if you don't have a... Well, it's really hard to get one. But my brother, who's got lots of things that you're not meant to have illegally, handguns, etc., and automatic or semi-auto shotgun, pump-action shotguns, he said that Jacinda Ardern has brought in the best gun laws ever, and he showed me all his guns that he's got in a gun safe. And yes, he has got them. So therefore, including the one that Mel Gibson uses in Lethal Weapon, but the version that's hotted up, so it's much more efficient. It's got a different handle and these 3D, these hologram laser sights, which I've never seen before. Awesome. They can't see the dot on them, but you can see it. Very clever. Anyway, I might wind it up. On that note, I just had to do this to catch up, and we'll call some people to get a bit upset about the Tasmanian thing. But I'm telling you, there's something. It worked extraordinarily well, and the fact that that's so, you've got to listen to the William Randall. Got make your own mind up. I'm going with Possibly Real, sadly, but unless you're actually got boots on the ground of talking to real witnesses, don't give me an internet. Don't size it, because I'm sorry, it doesn't wash with me. It could be the whole lot could be just all change in numbers, et cetera, et cetera. But it's definitely a fantastic story to get into as a conspiracy theorist. There's so many different angles, and it's fascinating. Now, what song are we going to go out with? Oh, that's right. Now, years and years and years ago, I heard this Erasure song. I thought they were both a couple of raving homosexuals. Only one of them is. I think the other guy was Alison Moyet's offsider in Yazoo, who is actually married to a real woman with children. This looks a bit gay. But there was a song I used to listen to on it, because I don't listen to the lyrics. It's a really great song. And then only the other day I suddenly realised the lyrics about the sun. It's about basically what's going on right now. The lyrics, well, I've never listened to properly until, I kid you not, only recently. And it said they've covered up the sun until the fish all died and something goes out to sea. It's a song that I've been listening to since the late 80s, early 90s, and I loved it, but I never knew why. Basically about what's going on above your heads right now, I be told. So that'll be the song I'll send off to Joel, and I'll be back next week with a bigger show. Martha will come back and we'll be discussing whatever with the next Tuesday night. So thank you for listening to this brief retold, episode number 31, and I'll speak to you all next week. Thank you very much. Good night now. Radio 1 and a 2, Erasure coming right up.